This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, November 19th, A.D. 2019. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldView.com. I'm Adam McManus. Once again, Australian rugby player Israel Folau is receiving strong persecution from media and political figures in his country after he pointed to the brush fires as signs of God's judgment, reports The Guardian. In a recent sermon preached at a church in Sydney, picked up by the media, Folau warned the nation to repent of its recent decisions to legalize child killing and homosexual marriage, both of which were enacted nationwide over the last year.
These droughts, all these things that come in a short period of time. You think it's a coincidence or not? God is speaking to you guys, Australia. You need to repent and turn, take these laws and turn it back into following what is right by God, what God says in His Word.
Folau also said, quote, "This generation is full of arrogance and full of pride. They want to turn their back on God," end quote. He was attacked by the BBC, The Guardian, CNN, The Washington Post, and The Daily Mail. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Christian bakers are discriminated against in the United States through persecution from homosexuals. But it's worse in Pakistan. International Christian Concern reports that an 18-year-old Christian working at Aman Bakery in Sialkot, Pakistan, was murdered on September 24th by his co-workers because he was a Christian. A video of Akash Mas's body indicated that he had been tortured to death. However, according to his father, Sarwar Massa, the Pakistani police and local courts refused to investigate the case thus far. More vicious persecution against Christians is coming from the Mexican drug cartels. An evangelical pastor and Christian singer, Salvador Morales, was shot and killed on the streets of Juarez over the weekend. Since 2012, ChristianStack.com counts 27 pastors killed in Mexico. The Anglican Church of Canada is still losing members fast, down from 7% of the population in 1960 to 1% of the population in 2017, according to a report provided by the General Synod. Only 0.3% of the Canadian population are tithing church members of the Anglican Church. At this rate of attrition, the report noted that the Anglican Church of Canada would cease to exist by 2040. In 2014, the General Synod of the Anglican Church voted by two-thirds majority to approve of marriages for those living together in the sin of sodomy. The second vote failed in 2019. But there's reason for hope. The Fraser Institute reports that the total number of homeschooled kids in Canada has increased by 37% over 7 years. In 2017, there were 26,600 homeschooled children in the country. Meanwhile, the school-aged population has decreased by 6.6% over 15 years due to birth implosions in that country. Only 0.5% of the school-aged population is homeschooled. That compares to the United States with 4.5 million homeschoolers, making up 5.2%. Chick-fil-A has given way to pressure from the homosexual community, reports LifeSiteNews.com. The fast food chain announced yesterday that it will no longer support Christian groups such as the Salvation Army or the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Both organizations have taken the position that homosexuality is a sin and Christ has come to save us from our sins. The Chick-fil-A Foundation has donated to the Salvation Army and FCA for years. Last year, about $1.7 million to these two organizations, which have taken the biblical position on homosexuality and teaching the Christian gospel. In the future, the foundation will support organizations that focus on education, homelessness, and hunger. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee called this move, quote-unquote, sad, and lamented via Twitter that, quote, "Chick-fil-A betrayed loyal customers for money," end quote. Huckabee says he's concerned that the company is not staying true, quote, to the convictions of founder Truett Cathy, end quote. Proverbs 25, verse 26 says, like a muddied spring or a polluted fountain is a righteous man who gives way before the wicked. Sign a petition to tell Chick-fil-A to reverse course. That petition is linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, November 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.